الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن نبينا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا أقسم بالخنس، الجوار الكنس، والليل إذا عسعس، والصبح إذا تنفس، إنه لقول رسول كريم. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. صدق الله العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. بلغ العلا بكماله، كشف الدجى بجماله، حسنت جميع خصاله، صلى الله عليه وآله. My most respected brothers and elders, indeed it is an accepted fact and it is an irrefutable reality that the words of Allah Rabbul Izzat in the noble Quran are the absolute truth. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Allah very clearly in the Quran says, whose words can be more truthful, more honest than the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Whose speech can be more accurate, more authentic than the speech of Allah Rabbul Izzat? Hence, there is no real need for Allah Ta'ala to swear any oath in the Qur'an or take any qasam in the Qur'an. Often I will need to swear an oath to add emphasis to my speech, or at times you will need to swear an oath to impress on the listener the truthful nature of what you are saying. But Allah Rabbul Izzat is not in need of taking any qasam or swearing any oath in the Qur'an to prove the miraculous nature, to prove the truthful nature of the Qur'an. Since the Qur'an from beginning right till end, from the very first verse till the last verse, only contains that which is totally correct and accurate. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. The opening verse of Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says very clearly that this is the Qur'an of Allah. This is the noble book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There is no scope for doubt in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, we find, despite the Quran being accurate and authentic, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sworn multiple oaths in the Quran. Allah has taken several qasams in the Quran. At times, Allah swears oaths on the horses, وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحًا, by those horses that plunge into the thick of the battle. At times Allah swears oath on the wind, وَالذَّارِيَاتِ ذَرْوًا, by those winds that scatter everything. At times Allah swears oath on the angels, وَالصَّافَّاتِ صَفًّا, by those angels who spread out their wings. And the list continues. Allah swears number of oaths in the Qur'an. This is not to impress the truthful nature of the Qur'an. Rather, this is to stress the importance, to stress upon the importance, the merit, the significance, and the virtue of what's coming after the oath. Going back to the verses which I have recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes three qasams. Allah swears three oaths in this surah, Surah Takwir, in the 30th juz of the Holy Quran. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ الْجَوَارِ الْكُنَّسِ وَالْلَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسِ وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسِ. The first oath is an oath upon the stars. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ. Those stars that recede and then they proceed. Al-jawari al-kunnas, and they camouflage and hide themselves. Wal-layli idha as'as, the second oath is on the darkness of night. By night, when it envelopes and it covers and darkens everything. The third oath was subh idha tanaffas, by the rush of dawn, by the break of dawn. Allah swears three oaths in these verses. Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahullah writes, one is the literal meaning that could be understood from these oaths. And then you have a metaphorical meaning that could also be understood. And that is the oath on the stars that recede and proceed and camouflage themselves. The oath on the stars is a reference to the prophets of the past. The oath on the stars is a reference to the Anbiya and the prophets of the past who came in this world like shining stars, propagated the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, conveyed the message, fulfilled the task and the obligation and the responsibility in this world, leaving behind an imprint and an impact on the hearts of the people. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسْ, and the second oath, an oath on the darkness of the night, by the night when it envelopes. This is a reference to the teachings of the prophets of the past that gradually faded and dwindled away, gradually disappeared. As the prophet left this world, his teachings went and left with him. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسْ. Then the third oath was subh إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, by the rush, by the break of dawn, by the bright, by the day and the brightness of the day. This is a reference to the coming of Khatamun Nabiyyin, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Ahmad Mustafa, Muhammad Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who came in this world and his teachings are so pure, so clear. There is no obscurity, there is no doubt. And his deen, his teachings will remain until the day of Qiyamah. My respected brothers and elders, tonight being the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone knows best the exact date of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, many historians have written that it is this day in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in this world. Allama Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah writes, the scholars have unanimously accepted that he was born in this auspicious month of Rabi'ul Awwal. And therefore, in this month generally we hear many topics, many lectures on the topic, on the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, this topic and the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very vast topic, a very extensive, broad topic, and it's impossible for anyone to do justice to this topic and to do justice to the seerat and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Books can be written, but no one is ever able to do justice to the life and the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If one has to study the books written on seerah, one will be astonished and amazed. He'll be taken aback to see the extent of the detail that historians have went into when explaining the life and the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, if we have to analyze the entire seerah, and if we have to study the entire seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his birth until his demise, we'll find two themes or two common points that are always highlighted in the books of seerah. These two aspects are always mentioned in the books of seerah and history. Number one, that is the kamal, the perfection of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, him being a perfect human being in this world. There are two terms that are used in the Arabic language. Number one, tamam, which means for something to come to an end, for something to be completed. And the other term, which is kamal, for something to be perfected, for someone to reach perfection. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a man of perfection. And not only perfection, rather he was more than perfect. He reached the ultimate level, the climax, the pinnacle of perfection and kamal in every aspect of his life. And this is the most common point, the topic that is highlighted in every book of seerah, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was perfect in every aspect of his life. Take the example of his logic, his aqal, his intelligence. He was the most intellectual person on the surface of the earth. The most educated man, the most intelligent human being. Wahab bin Munabbih rahimahullah writes, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يُعْثِي جَمِيعَ الْخَلْقِ مِنَ الْعَقْلِ فِي جَنْبِ عَقْلِهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم إِلَّا كَحَبَّةِ رَمْلٍ بَيْنَ رِمَالِ الدُّنْيَا. That combined intelligence of this entire humanity, combined intelligence of the entire humanity in comparison to the intelligence of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, إِلَّا كَحَبَّةِ رَمْلٍ بَيْنَ رِمَالِ الدُّنْيَا, is nothing but like a dust particle amidst the deserts of this world. This was the aqal, the intellectual capacity, the intelligence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That after 1400 years, now scientists mention the scientific benefits of simple sunnats, small sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When it came to his aqal and his logic, he was the most intelligent man on the surface of the earth. Likewise, when it came to his speech, when it came to his words, he was the most honest, the most truthful. Over and above that, Allah Rabbul Izzat has blessed him. Allah Rabbul Izzat had blessed him with Jami'ul Kalim. Very concise speech, yet very comprehensive. He would say a few words, but yet it carried a great meaning. It had a great impact on the hearts of humanity. He was blessed with Jami'ul Kalim. So when it came to his intelligence, he was a man of perfection. When it came to his speech, again he was perfect. Likewise, when it came to his beauty, when it came to his jamal, Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu would say, وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can I describe your beauty? How can I describe your features, your mubarak qualities? And he then summarizes the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a nutshell, and he says, وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي, that my eye has never seen anyone more beautiful than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ, no woman has ever given birth to any child more handsome than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In reality, خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. O Muhammad, Allah has created you flawless and faultless. Again, here he's referring to the kamal and the perfection of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when it came to his outer appearance, when it came to his beauty. كَأَنَّكَ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ, as if Allah asked you before creating you, O Muhammad, how do you wish to be created? How do you wish to be formed? And accordingly Allah created you. Accordingly Allah formed you. In every aspect, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached the climax of perfection. He was more than perfect, whether it was his intelligence, whether it was his speech, whether it was his beauty. Likewise, his character, his conduct, his behavior. Allah Rabbul Izzat in the Quran himself says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indeed your character is very great, very sublime, very noble in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The poet writes about the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he says, مَا قَالَ لَا قَدْتُ إِلَّا فِي تَشَهُّدِهِ لَوْ لَا التَّشَهُّدُ لَكَانَ لَاءَهُ نَعَمُ. That the Nabi of Allah never refused anyone anything. He never said la or no to anyone. He only said na'am and yes. He never said no to anyone. The only time he uttered this word la, which means no, was in tashahud in salah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Had it not been for the la of tashahud, perhaps his entire life, he would have never uttered the word la to anyone. This was his conduct, his character, his behavior. In every aspect, he was a man of perfection. Likewise, when it came to his names, look what names Allah has chosen for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one hadith he says, لي خمسة أسماء أنا محمد وأنا أحمد وأنا الحاشر وأنا الماحي وأنا العاقب. I have five names: Muhammad, Ahmad, Hashir, Mahi, Aqib. Muhammad, which means one who is praiseworthy, one who deserves praise. Alladhi yahmaduhu al-insu wal-jinn. Ahmad, which means the elative noun, that means one who extols the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. One who often praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to digress a bit, in Arabic, we learn that those letters, those huruf, that have some dot, or some diacritical point, or some nuqta, they are known to be the weak letters. These letters are in need of some dot to give a complete meaning. Take the example of ta, tha, kha. These letters require some dot, some nuqta, some diacritical point. They are known to be the weak letters in comparison to the rest. Then you have the strong letters, those letters that don't require any dot, any nuqta, any diacritical point. Like the letter ra, the letter meem, the letter lam, the letter dal. If you have to analyze and look carefully at the word Allah, if you have to look at the word Allah, which consists of just four letters, alif, lam, lam, ha, the entire word Allah is free from any dot. Every letter is a strong letter. Every letter is a beautiful letter. Then take the word Muhammad, which also consists of four letters, meem, ha, meem, dal. Meem, ha, meem, dal, all are part of the strong letters. We can't find any dot, any diacritical point. Take the another name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is Ahmad. Again, four letters. Allah, four letters. Muhammad, four letters. Ahmad, again, four letters. Alif, ha, meem, dal. Also free from any dot. Free from any nuqta. Take the entire kalima. La ilaha illallah. The first part of the kalima, which you see on top. La ilaha illallah. That consists of 12 letters. Every letter is a strong letter. The entire kalima is free and void of any nuqta, any diacritical point, any dot. Then take the second part of the kalima, Muhammadur Rasulullah, which is also 12 letters. Also totally free from any dot and nuqta. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the most perfect name. Whenever Allah's name is taken, automatically Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name is taken. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Oh Muhammad, we have elevated your status in this world. We have raised your name in this world. A person says, La ilaha illallah. The listener automatically says, Muhammadur Rasulullah. In every aspect of his life, in every aspect of his seerah, he was the most perfect. And he went beyond perfectness. He was more than perfect. He reached the highest level, the ultimate level, the climax of kamal and perfection. This is one theme that runs through the entire seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is one highlighted topic that is common in every book of seerah, that our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a man of perfection. Everything he said, everything he did, it was so perfect. No one could ever find any fault in him, not in his beauty, not in his speech, nor in his character. He was perfect in every aspect of his life. Then we'll find the second theme, or a second topic, which is also highlighted in the books of seerah, and that is his loving nature, his caring nature for his entire ummah. Ulama have went into detail regarding the various narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam crying and making dua for his ummah. How much he loved you and I. He really loved you and I. Many a times he would express his desire and his wish to meet his Muslim brothers. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports, one day the paragon of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to visit the graveyard called Baqi'ul Gharqad. In today's time is known as Jannatul Baqi'. Upon entering, he made salam to all those buried in that graveyard. Assalamu alaykum ya ahlul qubur. Wa inna inshaAllahu bikum lahiqoon. He then addressed the sahaba. وَدِدْتُ أَنِّي قَدْ رَأَيْتُ إِخْوَانَنَا وَدِدْتُ أَنِّي قَدْ رَأَيْتُ إِخْوَانَنَا. Oh my sahaba, how I yearn, how I wish I could meet my Muslim brothers. How I wish I could see the faces of my Muslim brothers. Sahaba, when they heard this, They were amazed. They were taken aback. Ya Rasulullah, awalasna bi ikhwanik. Who are you referring to? Who are you speaking about? Aren't we your Muslim brothers? He says, no, no. Bal antum ashabi. Yes, you are my sahaba. You are my companions. You enjoy some extra merit and virtue over the rest of the ummah. But my Muslim brothers, those will come after me. Those who have not seen me. In one hadith he says, three times glad tidings for that person who has not seen me, yet he will bring iman in me. وَأَنَا فَرَتُهُمْ عَلَى الْحَوْضِ وَأَنَا فَرَتُهُمْ عَلَى الْحَوْضِ. Oh my sahaba, listen very carefully. I will wait to meet my Muslim brothers on the day of Qiyamah. I will wait by the Hawd al-Kawthar to give them from my water to quench their thirst on the day of Qiyamah. This was the love he had for you and I. His caring nature, his loving nature, not just for his family, not just for his sahaba, but for every ummati to come right until the day of Qiyamah. This is the second topic that is always repeated in the books of Seerah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's du'as for us. His love for you and I. His affection and his shafqa for his ummat. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha says, one day I saw the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a very happy mood. I requested him, Ya Nabi Allah, O Messenger of Allah, why would you make some dua for me? Would you ask Allah to forgive me? Immediately, Allahumma ghfir li Aisha, ma taqaddama min dhanbiha wa ma ta'akhkhar wa ma asarrat wa ma a'lanat. Oh Allah, forgive Aisha completely. Forgive her for her past, her future. Forgive her for those sins that she committed openly or secretly. Again, we understand another lesson from the story. Whenever someone requests us to make dua, not to be stingy and act miserly, but instead to make dua immediately. May Allah forgive you. May Allah shower His mercy on you. May Allah protect you. Immediately he made dua for Aisha radiallahu anha. Oh Allah, forgive her completely. Forgive her for her minor, her major. Those sins that she did in the past and whatever she will do in the future. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha says, I was overwhelmed with this dua. I was overjoyed to hear this Mubarak dua coming out of the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he could sense my joy, my excitement, my ecstasy. He asked me, Oh Aisha, are you happy because of this dua? Are you happy and glad because of this prayer? I said, Bala ya Rasulullah. Most certainly, O Messenger of Allah. Why should I not be happy? Immediately the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Aisha, by the qasam on the name of Allah, I take a qasam on the name of Allah and make this entire dua 5 times a day for my entire ummah. 5 times a day for my entire ummah. This was the amount of love, the amount of shafqa and affection he had for every ummati of his right until the day of Qiyamah. Sahaba report on the day of Arafah, Hajjatul Wida', the final Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba witnessed him and they saw him engaged in sincere dua from Zuhr right until Maghrib. In the heat, under the sun, the scorching heat, from Zuhr until Maghrib, plus minus 6 hours, crying and making dua for his ummah. Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. Maghrib time comes. Allah sends Jibreel. Oh Jibreel, go to my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give him the glad tidings. Give him the khush khabari. Allah has forgiven your entire ummah. Except the oppressors of your ummah. Illa al-mazalim. Except for the zalims and the oppressors of your ummah. Jibreel Amin alayhi salam comes down from the seventh sky right to the earth. He passes on this message to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi sallam. Allah has declared that He has forgiven your entire ummah except those who will cause zulam and oppression among your ummah. If it was you and I, we would have been so happy, so satisfied. But our Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, still not very satisfied, not very happy, still not at ease. The next day at Muzdalifah, O Allah, forgive even the zalims of my ummah. O Allah, forgive even the oppressors of my ummah. Why? He had this caring nature, he had this loving and this caring nature for his entire ummah. He could not see anyone going through any harm. any difficulty. He could not see any of his ummati, any of his part of his ummah going through some difficulty, going through some hardship. Once he was seen very depressed, very sad, very grieved. Again Allah sends Jibreel alayhi salam, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and ask him, ma yubkik? O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah is asking you, why are you crying so much? What makes you cry so much? Why are you so depressed, so sad? One response comes out, ummati, ummati. Tell me Allah, I'm concerned about my ummat to come before Qiyamah. I'm concerned about the condition of my ummah on the day of Qiyamah. Jibreel alayhi salam goes back to Allah. O Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam is concerned about his ummat and the conditions of his ummah on the day of Qiyamah. Again Allah sends Jibreel alayhi salam, go back to my Habib sallallahu alayhi salam and give him the glad tidings. Inna sanurdik wala nasu'uk yawm al-qiyamah. That we will make you happy and satisfied. We will make you content on the day of Qiyamah. We will not displease you on the day of Qiyamah. My respected brothers and elders, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's entire day and night, rather his entire life was in concern for you and I. What will be our condition on the day of Qiyamah? Today we are harvesting the crops planted by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are harvesting and enjoying the ni'mats and the different bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of the sacrifice and the du'as and the efforts of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That if we have to compare our ummat to the ummats of the past, if we have to compare our nation, our ummat, to the ummats of the previous prophets, we'll be amazed to see how Allah has favored this ummah, how Allah has honored this ummah, how Allah has privileged this ummah. Just by means of a few examples, the previous ummat, whenever anyone committed a sin, whenever anyone committed a crime, during the dark hours of the night, the next morning, that sin or that crime of his would be recorded at the door of his home. Fulan amila bikada wa kada al-bariha. So and so person has committed a certain crime last night. He has committed a certain wrong, a certain evil action last night. In this way, Allah will then humiliate and disgrace him. But when he came to the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, openly the fasiqeen, the sinners, disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Openly they violate the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat, yet he conceals their faults. Yet he covers their faults. When our mother and father, Adam and Hawa alayhimu salam, when they partook of that tree, which Allah forbade them from eating, Allah prohibited them from eating from that tree, when they broke the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they partook of that tree, immediately Allah snatched away their clothes. Allah took away their garments, so that they may taste the repercussions of the crime they committed. Allah mentions the story in the 8th para. فَطَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ. They began pulling the leaves of Jannah. They began pulling the leaves of the trees of Jannah in order to cover their body parts. But when he came to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the sinners, the fasiqeen, disobey Allah in a naked state. In a naked condition, they disobey Allah. Still Allah gives them clothes to wear. Still Allah gives them clothes to cover their body. Because this is the ummah of that special Nabi, that perfect Nabi, that special Habib and beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one verse, Allah says in the Quran, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَى فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Whoever brings forth one good deed, whoever does one good action, one righteous deed, Allah will grant him 10 blessings. Allah will grant him 10 rewards for one action. This is the international law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it came to our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the amount of love and affection he had for you and I, the amount of shafqat he had for you and I, because of his loving and his caring nature. Because of his loving and his caring nature, he could not see that his ummah will only be rewarded 10 times. He then made dua to Allah, Ya Rabbi zid li ummati. Ya Rabbi zid li ummati. O Allah, increase the reward for my ummah. O Allah, multiply the reward for my ummah. Wallah, increase the reward more than 10. Allah then reveals the verse, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Whoever will give Allah a good loan, whoever will spend in the path of Allah, whoever will spend in charity, Allah will multiply his reward many times, by many folds. فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Allah will multiply his reward many times. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, still not very satisfied, not very content. Ya Rabbi zid li ummati, Ya Rabbi zid li ummati. O Allah, if you increase the reward more than this amount, O Allah, this won't bring about any deficiency to your treasures. This won't bring about any shortage. O Allah, increase the reward more than this. Allah then reveals the verse, O my Habib, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Those who will be steadfast, those who will exercise patience, those who will have sabr in this ummah, those who will be steadfast, Allah says, take all the reward. Their reward has no limit, no hisab, no accountability. My respected brothers and elders, today we are enjoying the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because of his caring and loving nature, that his entire life he was concerned about us. His entire life he made dua for you and I. Not only for his family, not only for his sahaba, rather for every ummati of his right until the day of qiyamah. We are presently enjoying the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet we fail to express our gratitude. Yet we fail to express our shukr. How do we express our gratitude? How do we make shukr to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Very easy to express our gratitude and show our appreciation to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is to adopt and embrace every sunnah of his lifestyle. To come back onto the Mubarak lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Presently this ummah is being bombarded with atrocities and difficulties. The ummah is being lashed from every side and corner. Everyone is gripped with fear. Everyone is terrified. He's so scared to hear what's the next. We're so terrified to go and see the news. We all are well aware of the conditions of the ummah. We all are well aware of the different challenges, the different tests and fitnas that are befalling this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the solution for you and I? What is the solution for us to come out of all these problems? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has very clearly mentioned the solution in the Quran. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them if you love Allah, if you are sincere in your love for Allah, then follow my way of life. Follow my sunnah, follow my tariqah, follow my pattern, my road. Only one solution, and that is to come back on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately today, the ummah has abandoned the Mubarak lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ummah has turned a blind eye, a deaf ear to the Mubarak life and the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Instead, the ummah has chosen and adopted the lifestyle of the West, the enemies of Allah and His Rasul, those who have the audacity to draw cartoons of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability and the tawfiq to fulfill and adopt every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a true knowledge of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, just to a brief synopsis on the entire seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Two topics always highlighted, and that is the kamal and the perfection of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If one is to study the seerah, in every page or every chapter, you will find some reference given to the kamal and the perfection, the highest level of perfection that he reached in this world. And the second, which is highlighted in every chapter, every page of the books of seerah, and that is his worrying and loving nature for his entire ummah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the true love and ishq for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and may he grant us the ability to send as much as salat and salam, durood and salutation upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا إنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم أجرنا من النار، اللهم أجرنا من النار، اللهم أجرنا من النار يا مجير. اللهم أدخلنا جنة الفردوس في زمرة النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين بدون حساب ولا عذاب يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أسقنا من حوض نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم القيامة. اللهم أظلنا تحت ظل عرشك يوم لا ظل إلا ظلك. اللهم اجعل لنا منابر من نور يغبطهم النبيون والشهداء يوم القيامة. اللهم قنا عذاب القبر، اللهم قنا عذاب الحشر. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.